Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
Heather has been ghosted by a guy she went on a date with, and we're going to hear the story, then we're going to try to call him and see if he'll talk to us. Alex, Audrey, say hello to Heather.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, you sound sad.
Oh, she's all heartbroken.
Like I said, we're going to try to give Colin a ring here in a second, but why don't you tell us about him and how'd you guys meet and all that?
So we matched on Bumble, and it was a really good first impression, and he's super cute. And he kind of seems like a family oriented kind of guy who loves dogs, and you know, these are all like great qualities, right? Mm-hmm. And we decided to keep it casual, and we met up at this restaurant after work last week. Now, I got there a little early, which is unusual because I'm usually like running behind, but I got there early, and he showed up right on time, and he looked great. I mean, he was like really well dressed and groomed, and he was so polite. He was like really such a nice guy. And we had a great chat, and I really felt like he wanted to get to know me. You know, he was asking me questions and actually listened to my answers, which is, you know, not always the case on a date. Anyway, we stayed there for a couple hours, and then we called it a night. But since then, I've been waiting for him to ask me out again, and just crickets, like absolutely nothing. And so I just, like, I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know why he's not calling me back.
Well, that sounds good. Unless you just misread the situation. I don't understand what. You got a smirk on your face, Alex.
No, she sounds cool. I don't know. I can't think about it. Like, I don't know. Normally I have a good read right away. Like I know what's up, but I don't know what's up.
Yeah, you always have a good read and know what's up, but about 85% of the time you're off.
Yeah. When he starts or she starts talking, I'm like, oh, never mind.
All right. Well, hang on, Heather. Let's call Colin and see if he'll talk to us, all right?
Okay.
Hello.
Colin. Hey, good morning. Booker, Alex, and Audrey with Mix 94.7 Radio. We're doing a morning show. This is a really weird phone call. We totally get it. But I want to let you know, and the reason we're calling you is because we do a segment on our show called Waiting by the Phone. We try to help out people that feel they've been ghosted. Heather was just talking to us about what a great guy you are. Good date y'all went on. She said that you were really polite and well-dressed and looked great. And she felt that there was maybe a connection between the two of you. She felt like you wanted to get to know her, but she's been waiting for you to ask her out again, and she hasn't heard at all from you. So we, as mediators here, we're impartial, like Sweden, and we're just wondering if we can get you to share your side of the story. Is there something that maybe she did wrong, or are you just not interested in going out with her again? What's the lowdown?
Sorry, I just...
I know it's a weird thing to kind of bum-rush you like this.
Sorry.
Sure. No, she didn't do anything wrong at all. I just think that we really didn't have any chemistry. It was as simple as that. She was very nice. She was very nice. And she's right for someone. I just don't think that she's right for me.
But maybe something that you can tell her that will help her understand why you feel like there's no chemistry.
Like an example.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she was really into sports. And I was just completely lost as she was talking about that. She's from Pittsburgh, apparently, and they have a team called the Steelers.
Stop, dude. Bro. Oh, my God. I'm taking that sarcastically.
Well, are you not a Steelers fan or what?
You got to know them, right?
I know literally nothing about sports. And that seemed like all that she was passionate about. I mean, she just didn't talk about football. She talked about hockey and baseball. I just was lost.
I can say this because I have a friend that she is a Steelers fan, and she is the most obnoxious person when she talks about the Steelers. I don't know if they're all like that.
I literally was having this conversation the other day.
What?
I used to think Eagles fans, or maybe Raiders fans back in the day before they moved to Vegas, they've softened now.
Yeah.
But Eagles fans, probably the most hardcore fans in the NFL. But I think it's the Steelers.
The hardcore?
Yes.
Dude, she will just not shut up about them when you're talking about them. And they're the best thing in the world, and you can't get a word in.
I don't think it's about the team. I have so many thoughts here.
Go ahead.
This is every man's dream girl, it sounds like.
Except for
him.
Right.
Oh, and me. If I was single, and I can't date a Steelers fan.
No, he doesn't like sports. spores,
no,
is
no,
what
no.
he's saying.
But she's
he
not my dream.
Oh, right,
she
right,
wouldn't be
yeah.
my dream because I have yeah, a friend yeah. that's a Steelers fan, and they're too much.
Wait, hold on. We're not shading you, Heather.
No.
I want to hear from you in a second, but go ahead, Audrey.
Two, a lack of chemistry is really hard to hear just straight up. If some man said that, oh, I couldn't go out with Audrey again, we just had a lack of chemistry, that would cut me so deep. But then hearing his explanation made it less bad. I would be like, oh, it's because I like sports, really? This just happened to me on Bumble. I was talking to this dude. Every picture in his profile was him wearing a UT shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, boomer sooner respectfully. And he was like, is that Gen Z slang? What does that mean? He was dead serious. He didn't know what that meant. He was like, what does that mean? And I was like, it's what Oklahoma fans say. And he's like, oh, really? I don't know anything about sports. I'm like, you're in a Texas shirt? Ugh. Ruined it for me. I was like, I can't talk to this man anymore.
Kala, you just got to find a woman that doesn't know anything about sports. And actually, that's probably a dream come true for her.
And it'd be easy.
Yeah. Heather, okay, well, there you go. He just doesn't like sports. Apparently, you're a big sports fan, so you're a dream come true for a guy.
Yeah.
You're just absolutely not for Colin.
Oh, God, Steelers fan? Oh, Steelers guy right now looking for someone? This is her.
Where's the Steelers bar here in town? Is it...
We were just talking about it. Shiner Saloon. It's on Congress, right? The corner of 6th and Congress, that upstairs up top.
Totally know what you're talking about. That's where you need to go, Heather.
Oh my God, you need to go hang out
at Shiner Saloon and find yourself a Steelers fan, someone that loves sports.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I guess I do. Oh,
hello.
I thought she hung up, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess that's where I need to go.